Hey, Nathan, have you ever thought about Breaking Bad and how that teacher was diagnosed with something terrible and he had to come up with some huge, elaborate scheme in order to pay for his treatment?
I did, Elizabeth. Walter White from Breaking Bad. You know, if he'd had better benefits, like the benefits we have at UVA, we probably never would have had Breaking Bad.
That would have been tragic.
But better for Walter White. Well, let's dive in, find out more about UVA benefits and what's available this year.
Welcome to UVA for your benefit. It's that time of year again when we ask you to think about your benefits.
Have you ever thought that you had to go to the ER, but you were too afraid of what the bill was going to be?
Have you ever thought you didn't pick the right benefits plan last year? Maybe you think you're spending way too much money on your premiums?
Today, we are diving into some core things about your UVA benefit.
Well, let's start off with some important definitions of what we're going to be talking about with benefits. We are joined in the studio by two very smart and very kind folks. Mandy Eppard is here. She's the Total Rewards Ombudsman with UVA HR. That's a great title.
Thank you.
Total Rewards Ombudsman. Also with us is Christian Deck. He's the HR Inquiry Supervisor over at UVA Human Resources. Hi, Christian.
Hi, how are you?
So, Mandy, could you tell us what an ombudsman is, actually?
Sure. So it is really an advocate role in some respect. I'm here to guide anyone through their benefits, through any services that they may have, any claim issues. I try to resolve those, and I help with both health, prescription, dental, and vision.
So when somebody gets a bill after a visit and it looks really wrong to them, can they just contact you and have you explain it to them?
They certainly can, and we will just do our best to work through it. A lot of times they'll want to reach out to Aetna itself too, or HR Solution Center. We have tons of avenues that they can call as well.
So is the best thing to do to contact the Solution Center at askhr@virginia.edu?
Or they can call us as well, 434-243-3344.
Okay, great. And then you can get the message up to Mandy.
Absolutely. They can also, if they have questions, they can actually chat us too. We have a chat feature on our website that is new.
And that's at hr.virginia.edu.
Correct.
Well, there's a few things that, a few words and terms I come across when I'm looking at benefits, but I kind of know what they mean, but I want to find out just exactly what we mean. We talk about premiums. What does that mean?
So premiums are what you see come out of your paycheck, that monthly or biweekly paycheck.
Mm-hmm. And a deductible, that's something that I got to pay before? What's a deductible?
Exactly. That is something that you pay out of pocket before your insurance will kick in.
And now then, but speaking of insurance, there's a term called co-insurance. What is co-insurance?
Yes, co-insurance is what you pay after you have met your deductible.
And then co-pay is a little different, though. That's...
Co-pay is essentially what you pay when you go to a doctor at the time of the visit. The only plan currently that we have that offers that has a co-pay is the value plan. The others do not have a co-pay.
That's a change, right?
Changed 2 years ago, I think it was, because now basic and choice, if you go to the doctor, it's deductible and co-insurance.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why you should look at your benefits.
Yeah. Well, there's three core health plans, and there's I know them as like the cheap upfront, the middle upfront, and the expensive upfront premiums. But I don't really remember exactly what the words are, what they mean. Can you take me through the three plans real quick? And then
sure. So the cheap upfront, and Christian and I will kind of walk through these together, is probably what you're referring to as the basic health plan. So it's super cheap in your premiums. If you're an employee only, I think it's $19 a month for the year 2019. So that plan has a high deductible. So if you're an employee only, like I said, cheap premiums, but you're going to have a $2,000 in-network deductible. If it's an employee plus any other dependent on your plan, it's going to be a $4,000 deductible. But the great thing about that plan...
I was going to say, the great thing about the basic health plan is the HSA account that comes with... you don't pay for it. The university provides, if you're single, $1,000 a year to help compensate for the high deductible. And it's $1,500 if you're an employee plus spouse or child or family.
Right.
So.
And that's money. That's free money that UVA is giving you.
Yeah, so, and it's your money too.
It is your money. And the best part about an HSA is it rolls over year to year. So it's not like your flexible spending account, which you have to use within that year. One of the different things I always like to point out when I'm talking about the basic health plan is the prescription coverage, because Choice and Value have a tier level plan with their prescription coverage, but basic health plan, it goes towards your deductible. So you're paying costs. You're not going to have a $6 generic prescription. You might pay $30 for your generic prescription, mm-hmm. but it all goes into your deductible.
Mm-hmm. So that plan sounds like if you really don't get medical care very often and don't spend that much on healthcare, or don't anticipate spending much on healthcare, which might be a good choice.
Might be a good choice, mm-hmm. but it's also a good choice for those, say you're a diabetic and you know that you have a lot of high cost at the beginning of the year with your medications, or you have a continuous glucose monitor. You're going to succeed your $2,000 deductible at the beginning of the year with your $1,000 seed money, which technically means you only have $1,000 to put out. So the rest of the year, you're only going to have 20% of your bills to pay. So, you know, really have to think about, how am I going to utilize this? Can I afford to pay less out of my paycheck and more upfront? Is that going to help me? Is that going
to
be a benefit?
So this is exactly why we want people to take the time and invest and spend the time and get the knowledge behind each one of these health plans, because they differ and your needs differ as an individual. And finding the right plan for you is super, super important.
So basic then is the cheap upfront comes with a health savings account, but it's a pretty high deductible before the insurance starts picking up the tab. The next tier up is the value. What does
right.
that mean?
Good job, value. So it just means it's kind of a middle of the road premium plan. You've got individual $1,000 deductible or $2,000 family deductibles. You have prescription coverage, which is your tier level, $6 for generic, and then it goes from there, your tier two, tier three. It's a good plan. The best part about the plan is what Christian likes to talk about is copays.
Exactly, yeah. That's the one plan where you, when you go to your primary care doctor, you're going to pay that $30 or $35 copay, and then you're going to walk away. You don't have to worry about receiving a bill after services are rendered.
For regular office visits.
For regular office visits.
So then that leaves our other one, the higher upfront choice plan. But choice sounds very nice. What does this offer?
It's a great name for a health plan as well. It's you're paying a lot more from a premium standpoint, but you're paying less when it comes to deductibles. Right. It is your lower deductible amount. Currently, it's $400 individual and $800 family. But again, after you meet that deductible, it's 10% coinsurance for the rest of the year.
So you're still paying the coinsurance.
You're still paying the coinsurance. And I think one thing that puts when you're looking at these plans and you're looking at each individual one, the one thing that's the same on all of these plans is the out-of-pocket max, which is $5,500 on all three plans for individual and $11,000 for family. So, you know, your deductibles are all different. Some have copays. Your prescription benefits change, but the out-of-pocket max, which is the most you ever pay for costs out-of-pocket.
In a calendar year,
yeah.
And once you hit that out-of-pocket max, you will not have to spend any more?
As long as you remain, it's an in-network benefit, and you remain seeing in-network providers, then you will not have any other cost.
Hmm. Right, so it's great, like catastrophic is covered in that sense. Mm-hmm. You know, $5,500 will still set you back, but it's not going to set you out for life.
Yeah, and the choice plan, a lot of people, they choose this plan because they don't want any upfront cost. They're scared of that upfront cost. They'd rather take it out of my paycheck where I don't see it, and I'll just, you know, pay the $400 when it comes in versus paying $1,000 or $2,000.
And it's interesting that you say that. And to that point, I've received a lot of phone calls from folks who make the assumption that the choice plan is the best plan. Oh, it's the best plan. That's what I want.
It's a Cadillac plan.
That's a Cadillac
that's what you hear
plan.
All the time.
And if you really do the diligence and look at assess your health needs, you could be paying too much in the end. So you might want to consider at least looking at value or basic.
I think the hard thing to figure out, you know, I work here at UVA, and thinking about what are my health needs going to be? You know, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get sick or hurt or have a lump or something, or if my kid's going to fall down the street. I don't know. How do you sort that?
That's a good question.
That's a great question. Yeah. I mean, I like to think of it as, you know, it is a guess, but what would you rather do? Would you rather incur the cost as it happens or pay it in the back end from your paycheck? I mean, that's kind of how each of these three plans are set up for you to think about.
And nobody can predict the future, but you can if you know you're having a planned surgery. Maybe in the future, something that you need to get done, like a knee surgery or something like that, where you can plan surgery. You might want to certainly during annual enrollment look at all the plans and see what's best for you.
And can't Aetna also provide like a dummy bill for you where they actually tell you this is what having a baby would cost you? This is what knee surgery would cost you? And how does that happen? Can we reach out to Aetna directly?
You can go to Aetna.com, and if you're a registered user, I highly recommend becoming a registered user. You can go there, and it's called Estimated Cost. And for any of the common procedures, such as knee surgery or having a baby, and I'll use your baby reference because it also goes through whether it's C-section or, you know, traditional delivery, it'll walk through the cost, and it'll even show you area hospitals and compare the cost to the area hospitals.
Well, you're listening to UVA For Your Benefit. My name's Nathan. I'm over here with Elizabeth. We're going to take a short break, and we will be back in just a second with some voicemail from listeners like you. Thanks to Mandy and Christian for hanging out here for a sec. We'll be right back.
You're listening to UVA For Your Benefit. It's a service of the University of Virginia and podcasting on the TEEJ FM network. That's TEEJ.FM. UVA For Your Benefit is brought to you by Aetna Insurance. They're the administrator of the benefits plan here at the University of Virginia. Though we're self-insured, Aetna is the one that provides all the tools and phone calls and doc find and all that stuff. Go check it out. Aetna.com. That's AETNA.com.
Welcome back to UVA For Your Benefit, a podcast about the UVA benefits plans. We are here with our guests, Mandy Eppard, the UVA Ombudsman, and Christian Deck from our Solution Center. Okay, so this part of our show is when we check our voicemail. So let's press play.
I've been on staff at UVA for several years now. Last year I was treated for prostate cancer. Things look good for now. I'm hopeful. I'm wondering if this will affect my premiums for next year. Does it go up with a pre-existing condition?
Thanks for the question. It's a good question. UVA, the health plan, does not discriminate based on pre-existing conditions. So there will be no additional cost incurred to you as a result of your prostate cancer.
All right, great. Thank you, Christian, for answering that question. All right, here's the next one.
My 3-year-old is showing some delays in her speech development. And we've been going to a bunch of appointments and talking about early intervention. And I'm wondering what the costs are that are part of that and what kind of insurance coverage I can get for early intervention. Okay, that's all. Thanks for your help.
That's a great question. In fact, early intervention services, just based off Virginia code, does have a lifetime maximum, which means our Aetna plan will pay up to $5,000 for the life of the UVA health, that you're on the UVA health plan. So the speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, they all go towards deductible and coinsurance costs. But again, they'll pay up to that limit of $5,000 max.
Okay, great. Thank you for explaining the lifetime maximum, Mandy. I've never heard that term. I think we have time for one more voicemail.
So my son is going off to college out of state this fall. He's on my UVA insurance, and I want to make sure his insurance is covered. If he gets hurt or something, are out-of-state providers covered? Are they out-of-network? Thanks for your help.
Yeah, great question. We have a lot, of course, folks that work here at the university that have kids that are going off to college. So it's a very good question. We get this question a lot. And I would say you're going to be okay because Aetna is a nationwide network. There's obviously, there's primary care, there's specialists out there that are all within the Aetna network, and you could definitely go to that UVA doc find to find a provider in the event that something happens. Hopefully not, but definitely a good question. Thank you.
All right, well, I think that about does it for today. Thank you, Christian and Mandy, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So we've just started to kind of scratch the surface, Elizabeth. There's a lot of complexity that goes into benefits with health insurance and how much you pay and premiums and deductibles. And I know we've painted a little bit of a picture, but there's a lot of details still to fill in for each person's individual circumstance here.
Definitely a lot of details. Lots of studying to do before making these choices.
As kind of like health consumers, we here at UVA, we kind of have to figure some of this out because the finances can sneak up on you either on the back end or the front end.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
Well, Elizabeth, we've got two more of these podcasts that we're going to do still. One about open enrollment plus vision and dental insurance, and another one about HSAs and FSAs, that is health savings accounts and flex spending accounts.
lots of good details there.
Well, hey, thanks for tuning in. You can find everything here at hr.virginia.edu. Just click through to the information you need. Thanks for listening.